It does? Really?
Yes, it happens to the best of us, to the most conscientious of us. Reading over and over, searching through lots of references, taking notes. Phrases, ideas get picked up, and then we don't realize it. They sometimes seem like new ideas that we have ourselves.
I see.
Or sometimes we note down an extended quote that we like, and then we work relevant parts of it into our paper. And then we revise and we reorganize, and it just sort of, well, gets lost in the shuffle, you know. We just forget to follow through with the footnotes.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever might have happened here, as I said, not so much turgid as it is unspeakable, this sounds very familiar, like someone said it before. And if that's actually the case, then it should be presented in your essay as a quotation with a proper citation, don't you think? Even if the source itself is listed in your bibliography, you know.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry, maybe I should...
Well, you should go back to the library, go back to your reference books, and see if you can't locate the source for this remark. So here's your essay back.
Oh, you want me to work on it again?
And you can add the citation if you can find the quote, and then bring it back to me and I'll grade it.
Oh, okay, thank you, Dr. Deitz. I'll do that right away, and I'll be more careful next time, I assure you.
I know you will. I'm sure you will. And you might try looking first in Reverend Stanton's Life of James Joyce. I think that's a likely location. Isn't that one of the books in your bibliography?
I think it is, yeah. Here it is. Gee, I looked at so many biographies of Joyce, I can't remember which ones anymore.
Well, Stanton is probably the least sympathetic of Joyce's biographers. I doubt he even tried to read Finnegan's Wake. Probably thought it was nonsense.
Well, I can see why, but I guess I'd better get over to the library now.
Yes. Yes, you should. And get back to me with your revisions as soon as you can.
Yes, ma'am, I will.